Another stormy session in Congress for Attorney General Eric Holder as he spars with critics over the ill-fated Fast and Furious arms tracking operation. WTOP's Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell today on the Hill.
Yeah, Richard, Holder's in Justice Department's accused of giving inconsistent statements about who okayed Operation Fast and Furious. Remember, that's where illicitly obtained weapons were found at violent crime scenes along the Mexican border. Wisconsin Congressman James Sensenbrenner's accused Holder of stonewalling on releasing information that could shed light on what went wrong.
If we don't get to the bottom of this, and that requires your assistance on that, there is only one alternative that Congress has, and it's called impeachment.
Also today up here, the president's choice to head the new Consumer Protection Agency created after the financial meltdown, Richard Cordray, has been blocked by Senate Republicans. They charge the new consumer agency has too much power and too little accountability. And former New Jersey Senator and Governor and now MF Global Chief John Corzine tells a House investigating committee he doesn't know where client money has gone in the firm's bankruptcy, one of the country's worst, and that he inherited a firm doomed by risks his predecessors took. Corzine was ordered to appear before his former colleagues. On Capitol Hill, Dave McConnell, WTOP News.